Brujeria had a chance to talk with Salem-born author Catherine Garcia the other day, right before she took off to Asia for her book tour in Russia, China, and India. Before she took off on her book tour, we asked her several questions about her novel, Salem. So I hear a congratulations is in order. Congrats on your new book.
Oh my gosh, yes, thank you.
So, what drove you to write this book about witchcraft? Because it's a very interesting topic that you don't hear about very often.
I don't really know what drove me to write this book. I always have been interested and in love with those Salem witch trials since I was a little girl. It motivated me to write and educate the people about what happened all those years ago.
That's actually very interesting. You honestly did educate me about the Salem witch trials because I never knew about them until you. But since we're on the topic of your book, tell me, what's your favorite part or trial from it?
My favorite trial had to be Bridget Bishop, mostly because it was the most famous and fascinating trial, in my opinion.
What was her trial like?
That's a good question, actually. Where do I start?
Maybe from the beginning?
Alrighty then. Bridget was born in 1632 in England, and she was a very unique child. She was considered different because she dressed differently and didn't act like the other young women in Salem. She was loud, flashy, that people didn't want to befriend her. She wore black hats, black bodices, with jewels that people were bold enough to consider her a witch, someone deluded by the devil.
Did they have any proof that she was deluded by the devil? Because calling someone a witch by their clothing isn't really good evidence.
They didn't. They went off the fact that she had a witchy look, that they felt the need to arrest and murder a young innocent child. They accused her of bewitching 5 other females, but with the evidence they had, it wasn't practical. When the warrant for her arrest was sent out, and she was sent to court, several people testified that she pinched, choked, or even bit them when she was around. She was dangerous, they had said. Any person that had testified against her, she would look upon, and they would immediately be struck down, and only her touch would revive them. During her sentencing, they had found an unusual thing on her body that it was a final push to send the girl to death for witchcraft. She, along with 19 other females, were sent to death and to be hung, but Bridget was the first one.
That's a lot to handle at such a young age. I mean, being accused of those things must have been scary, especially with no one on your side. You said that they automatically assumed she was a witch without any proof. Why do you think that?
Well, like I said, she was a very odd woman, different than the others. There were many, many rules that women had to follow in that era, with what they had to wear, to how they had to act, and Bridget didn't follow any of those rules, so she stood out like a sore thumb. Her actions weren't very ladylike at all, and it led to people being suspicious of her and got a warrant of her.
I'm honestly thankful our time isn't like that. I mean, everyone nowadays don't follow the rules, and everyone stands out. We all would have been considered a witch and hanged for that. What other trials stood out to you?
Elizabeth Parris and Abigail Williams are 2 more trials that stood out to me, because the accusations were against little girls. They had erratic behavior like uncontrollable outbursts and screaming that people were scared, and rumors went around saying that the girls were cursed or possessed. They turned out fine, of course, but everyone assumed, and if it had gone any further, where the police have gotten involved, it would have ended up with the girls dead or worse.
Those are some serious consequences that they give females if they were considered to be a witch, huh?
The people were scared, so they thought that the only way to stop the bewitching and the fright was to kill them in a terrible way too, because if the hanging didn't go well, those girls, they'll be put through a lot of more pain.
That is sadly all the time that we have today, ladies and gentlemen.
Aww. Thank you for having me. It has been a dream and a wonderful time.
Thank you for stopping by before leaving on your European tour. How about one more round of applause for Kathleen Garcia and her Salem book, huh?